The Unnatural Fabrics of Life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. The Unnatural Fabrics of Life. What are the unnatural fabrics of life? I'm always amused as I go into these pharmacies and drugstores and into the health food stores, and they all tout one way or another, this is a natural fabric, this is natural substance, this is natural. Well, if you really stop and think about it, is there anything unnatural? Is there any substance, fabric, or object in life that's unnatural? Is the sand of the seashore unnatural? Is the silicon that is made from it, and the glass and the chips for our computers, is that unnatural? Are anything, what do chickens do? Chickens love to be in the chicken yard, and they eat their food. And then what do? They go out in the yard, and they dig in the dirt, and they find little pebbles. And they eat maybe 50 or 60, maybe 100 little pebbles. And the pebbles get into their craw, and they have this, the pebbles do the digesting of their food. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So, now, would you say that's unnatural? It's certainly very natural. Very natural. But why do we call things unnatural? Well, we want to think that we're superior. We want to think our knowledge is superior and our being is superior. And we want to think that we're far better than anybody else in this world because we use only natural products and only natural substances on our skin and only natural things here and there. Now, truly, according to the latest scientific journal, and this is put out by the cosmeticians, if people would allow their skin to utilize its natural ointments, emollients, and not put on any soap, not use soap to wash the skin, and not put on oils or any other materials, just let the natural skins of the body come out, the body would probably have the most beautiful complexion, just like a baby, that you could ever imagine. But no, the article points out, we wash away those things. Now, in a recent article we read about the dogs, it says that if you have a golden retriever, now I don't know about others, but if you have a golden retriever and you do not give him a bath, you just let his natural oils be and brush him, that his coat of hair will be luxuriant and beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, why is that so? In the body are all the natural things for it to do. Now, if you're going to say natural and unnatural, natural coming from the body itself and unnatural coming from outside the body, outside of the human body or the animal body or whatever, then that's another point. But then why not say that all of the natural activities of the body are good? When you have a defecation and you use that defecation to plant seeds in the ground, isn't that interesting? You're eating your own defecation when you're eating the plant that grows. And you're using your urine to heal your wounds. You're using it to wash your body. Many medical practitioners prescribe this to their patients, to wash their body with urine. And if you'll wash your body with urine for a period of, say, 2 months, virtually every ailment that you have will be on its way out, if not gone. And if you would drink about 3 to 4 ounces of urine with each meal, or just by itself 3 times a day, all of your internal difficulties that you might ever have would dissolve, and perfect healing takes place. And there are several books written on this, and many dissertations written on it, in universities and colleges. Many articles written on it in scholarly journals, such as the Science American, Scientific American, and others, where they talk about these things. Fantastic. Now, we know these things, and yet we keep putting onto our body unnatural substances, substances that are not created by the body. Now, why do we do that? Because we have made it a fact. I went to Dracula the other day to have some blood drawn, and as I was in there, she was saying, "Well, you look so healthy. You know, everything's so good about you and everything." I said, "Yeah, I feel real good." And she says, "What are you doing special?" And I said, "Well, I'm drinking urine 3 times a day." She said, "What? You're doing..." Here she is. She's been drawing people's blood now for years and years and years. And she's... "And you're drinking that?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "It's very pure." She said, "Oh, I know. I heard that it's very pure. I heard that it's very wonderful. I heard that it's fantastic. But I didn't think anybody actually did it, you know." And I said, "Oh, sure, sure." And I said, "I have done it and recommended it since 1995, 1998, when I first heard about it, 1995. And it's really quite amazing, quite wonderful. And the research on it in the scholarly journals and medical journals is quite expansive. And they tell you how beneficial it is." And so I explained to her for half a second what it was all about, and she had her fill, you know. But it was wonderful. It was just wonderful, because when people ask you a question and you give them an answer based upon what you're experiencing, they don't always like to hear that. I was with another friend in Farmington, New Mexico, and she is a very definite vegetarian, you know, and it's a good vegetarian, actually. So she probably listens to this too. And so she was saying how she only uses special things for her skin, only natural things for her skin, and that she does not use anything else than these natural ointments for her skin. And then I began looking over her bottles of ointments that she orders in, and I noticed how many of them were non-natural. They were unnatural substances that were put in there. I didn't say anything to her, because that's her belief, her joy, and her enjoyment, but this is what she does. And she has a wonderful organization that teaches holistic health. And she has people coming in all the time, working with massage and working with these things. And I taught her the energy massage, and she felt that her massage was better because her massage, she had to do it to people, and they paid for it. My massage, you do it to yourself, and you don't pay anybody. And you see, that always makes a problem.
Oh, yeah.
That always makes a big problem. But what do you want to do? What natural medicines do you use? What natural substances do you use in your body? And what sort of a aversion do you have for these natural substances? In early America, they didn't have medicine out on the prairie. They didn't have medicine out on the various places. And so the mothers knew what the doctors now know, that in urine are all the natural substances of the body, all of the antibodies, all of the healing agencies of the body. And if the body is getting over a cold, then it has all of those anti-cold substances too. And that if you could take a healthy child and give their urine to each one of the other children, that within a day or so, each one of the children would no longer have any of the illnesses that everybody else was experiencing it. But then sophistication sets in, and drugs set in, and patent medicines come around, which are not good at all for the body, filled with alcohol and many other things. And what happens? People drift away from nature's own, or what do you say when the old lady does things, old wives' tales. the old wives' tales. That is what the wives have taught to their families and children down through the ages that have helped them through many of the circumstances. But you know, I venture to think if we would allow ourselves to be more naturalistic in our medicine, we would have less need for medicine to be naturalistic over. Whereas years ago, there were not as many illnesses as there are today. The illnesses we have today, I would say maybe 80% at least, are created by the medicines that we take. They create within us an anti-immunity to many of the substances that our body normally produces. In every human body, everything necessary for that human body to exist, all the enzymes, all the proteins, all the nutrients, all the things that are necessary, even the moisture, all the things that are necessary for the body to live a comfortable, healthy life, are born into the body, are manufactured into the body until the child reaches about the age of 5 or 6. And at that time, we start feeding them aspirins. And so their anti-immune system for taking care of things that aspirins would take care of begins to dissipate and not be useful. We feed them all sorts of other drugs that keep them from developing within their own system the immunity that would take care of the illnesses. And so the illnesses proliferate, and they bring with them their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and all that good stuff. And it's pretty wonderful, isn't it? Really pretty wonderful. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to use natural substances? Are we going to use nature's finest? Are we going to stop washing ourselves, perhaps? Take a shower? Let the water rinse over us and rinse away the dirt that gets on us, but leave the oils of our body, which are natural? And will we, within no time at all, have the skin of a baby? Will Rex, once we stop cutting his hair and allow it to be where it should be, and no baths and so on, will he begin smelling like a rose, and will he begin having luxuriant hair? Yes. Yes. He's only 5 years old, what's going on 6 now, and what's happening to him? What's happening to him is we treat him like an old man. And it's a shame, because he's a very young kid. Very young kid. Right, Rex? Rex says, just give me another bone, I'm just fine. But he's a very happy boy. Now think of this for yourself. Think of this for yourself. We have just touched upon a few of these things, urine being one of them. We just touched upon these things. Now, when you hear something, are you interested in looking it up? Well, go into the Wikipedia on the internet and look up urine. Look up alternate uses of urine. And you'll find, if you go into the medical books, medical dictionaries of medical substances, medicamenta that are used in medicines, you'll find that urine plays a high part in virtually all of them. Really, very strong part, because it's so pure, so powerful, and so useful. Think about these things, and laugh at me if you want, but remember, I feel fit as a fiddle and happy as a king. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.